Veritas Wealth is an independent financial planning business focused on managing wealth. In this series, we share hard-earned insights gained through years of experience at the cutting edge of financial planning. Today, we're talking about how making money is one thing, but keeping it, maintaining your wealth, is quite another. Rick, tell me now, what sparked the idea for this discussion?
Yeah, Sean, it was actually a book I was reading. It's called The Psychology of Money by a guy called Morgan Housel. I thought it would be a great idea just to share some of the ideas that came out of the book. Some I agree with, and some just I don't quite sit right with me, but it certainly offers some food for thought.
Okay, so right off the bat, just so that I'm on the same page as you, in previous conversations that you and I have had, you've always encouraged us to be sensible, to be measured, and to plan our financial futures. I'm just wondering, are you now advocating for a shoot the lights out approach and then to maintain that wealth?
Yeah, it's funny you say that. I mean, the title, Getting Rich.
Yeah, you know? Rich, that word right there.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. Yeah, actually, that's the part I struggle a little bit with because, you know, we've always advocated, absolutely, you know, start saving early, start money away, and you will actually become wealthy over time. And I still strongly believe in that. You don't have to try and shoot the lights out to become wealthy. One can definitely become wealthy doing it, you know, saving diligently from a salary every month. Look, I still think we can learn something from this discussion. Even if you don't think you are wealthy or rich, there's definitely something that we can take away from today.
Okay, cool. Well, you have just alluded to the fact that there are many different ways to earn money, and we don't at all need to list them all. So how about you rather just unpack a little bit more about the making money part before we get into the maintaining our wealth part of the conversation?
Yeah, I mean, there are millions of ways to make money, right? And I think probably the best way to almost describe it is like we see so many different people, different clients that come through our doors that are doing all sorts of things. And we're talking about now the accumulation phase, right? So we obviously have lots of retired clients, but I'm talking to this accumulation phase client. And, you know, some people are very entrepreneurial. They'd be running business. They would have started businesses, sold businesses. You know, some are professionals, doctors, lawyers, you know, you name it. Salaried people. We'd see people that are just, you know, working in a company, or some that are executives in a company. I think the important takeaway is that they are all on a journey to creating wealth. This journey is the sort of, I mean, in our view, it's the fun part, right? It's money, making money requires, you know, taking opportunities, putting yourself out there, take some risks. You need to be optimistic. You know, it's, you know, we see this as, you know, you need to work hard and it'll be challenging, but it's important to acknowledge that actually luck plays a part in this as well. You know,
sure.
So yeah, you need to, you know, something happened and you were in the right place at the right time. You were offered shares, you were, you know, promoted at exactly the right time. And, you know, so luck definitely plays a part. But what I think the thing to get across here is there are lots of ways to make money. Everybody's on a path, to get there.
And I'm just thinking now that I've seen plenty books on teaching us to build wealth, but I don't really recall seeing very many on maintaining wealth. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, I mean, you can go into any bookshop and you'll come across titles, you know, about making money. You know, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, it's success in property. So you're right. There's many different ways of, you know, and people willing to share how they make money, but not so many books on how to, you know, how to maintain wealth. I think maybe that'd be a less interesting read. Maybe
yeah.
It probably won't have too many, too many sales.
Not a great story, really,
yeah,
is it?
Exactly. Maybe a little boring. But this Morgan Housel's book, The Psychology of Money, you know, he argues that the skills needed to become wealthy are quite different from the skills needed to stay wealthy.
Okay, that is interesting because so many of us think that we got wealthy, so therefore we just continue doing those same things. Okay, so then let's say that my entrepreneurial venture has paid off, right? I've applied certain skills to make loads of money, more than I think I need in my lifetime. What skills then are necessary? What should I focus on to maintain that wealth?
So as financial planners, I mean, well, he let's say he alludes to three things that you need, okay, or to focus on. And the first one that we like all three of them, to be honest, but okay. the one we talk about is having a financial plan. Okay, so have a plan, start developing a plan. And he goes even further and says, have a plan that your plan won't go according to plan.
Right. Okay.
So he wants lots of safety checks in there. And we agree with that. So if we were doing a financial plan, we would be looking at, being very prudent in our assumptions. We'd be doing lots of different variations and versions and outcomes. And, and we do this with clients all the time. So that's probably the first one, is have a robust financial plan. And after all, it's just a plan, so it will change, but you want to build in some good safety checks there. The second one he alludes to is investing for the long haul. So what he means by that is, forgo chasing the big returns, you try and focus on becoming financially unbreakable. So it means, what he means there is, you want to be there for the long haul. In other words, have the effect of compounding work for you, and don't get taken out by chasing a big return. And, he wants to make sure that you're there so that you can enjoy the effects of compounding and not just get taken out by some event that you just didn't see coming. And I think the other thing that a point he makes there is this belief of what worked for you last time will not necessarily work for you again.
Right.
And I think that's for entrepreneurs or some people that have made it really big. I think they, that's something that needs to kind of be thought about.
Yeah, sink in a bit. Okay. Yeah.
And then the third one he talks about is called a barbelled personality. And this is quite interesting because, if you meet any one of our clients or most of our clients, I should say, and you ask about, we talk about what's going on in the world today, it's very negative. I mean, you'll be, and then that sort of goes across the board, whether you're talking about South Africa or the world. It's a negative outlook. But if you go back, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, are we in a better place today than we were then? Absolutely. And what he talks about is sensible optimism. And what that means is having a belief that the odds are in your favor over the long term. In other words, there will be a good, on balance, there will be a good outcome. But there will be an uncomfortable ride in between, and you just have to accept that. So it's building a strategy that can handle, these uncomfortable rides in between, but be there long enough to enjoy the upside. So it's like being a little bit paranoid about what's going to prevent you from getting to the future.
Yeah, I think some of the things that are standing out for me now, having listened to you, Rick, are that, that making money requires taking some risks along the way, but maintaining that wealth requires maybe a little bit of frugality, and even potentially being a little bit fearful of having it all taken away from you. And clearly, the thing that got you the wealth in the first place isn't necessarily the thing that's going to allow for you to maintain that wealth going forward. Another one is that luck really does play rather a big role in becoming wealthy, the more I think about it. And it probably is important to recognize that this is the case and be humble about any of the successes that you garner along the way. And then the last one was that the things that we choose to focus on to maintain our wealth need to include investing for the long haul, having that financial plan, as you have told me about so many times, and in this case, plan for your plan not to work out plan, having those safety checks in place, and of course, being sensible, optimistic, but sensible. Sensible optimism, you called it.
It's important to remember that, like, once you've attained some sort of wealth, you tend to believe that remaining wealthy, because you've made it, you believe that remaining wealthy is just an inevitability. It's inevitable. Perhaps this feeling of invincibility kind of creeps in without one even knowing it, that I've been successful, I'll continue being successful. And I think what's really needed is actually a healthy dose of humility and a little bit of mild paranoia.
Well said. Thank you for listening to the Veritas Wealth Podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, please share it with others and visit veritaswealth.co.za for more on managing your wealth. Veritas Wealth, real people, real conversations. A place where money and life meet.